comedian Mitch Hedberg died this week. He was 37 years old. Mr. Hedberg appeared many times on The Late Show with David Letterman, MTV, and various sitcoms. He was known for his wry jokes and mellow delivery, and often performed sold-out shows at comedy clubs around the country. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Mitch Hedberg often wore dark sunglasses on stage or performed with his eyes closed. With long hair, sometimes looking down at the floor, he'd deliver his subtle riffs about life's absurdities.
I bought a donut and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for the donut, man. I'll just give you the money, then you give me the donut and the transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I just can't imagine a scenario where I would have to prove that I bought a donut. Some skeptical friend. Don't even act like I didn't get that donut. I got the documentation right here. Oh, wait, it's at home. In the file. Under D.
Mitch Hedberg was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. He worked the comedy circuit and eventually got a big break when he appeared in a special for Comedy Central. Hedberg was a regular on late-night television, including David Letterman's show. Eddie Brill, a comic who also books guests for Letterman, says Hedberg was less demonstrative than most comics working today.
People think shouting is funny or let's make it louder. It's almost the same theory as when we speak to someone in another country and we don't understand their language, we figure, let's just yell English louder and they'd understand it better. But that's not Mitch Hedberg. You know, Mitch Hedberg was subtle and, you know, he was very economical with his words. He was just a brilliant joke writer and his material, you know, and his performance matched his writing.
I was walking down the street with my friend and he said, I hear music. As though there's any other way you can take it in. You're not special. That's how I receive it, too. I tried to taste it, but it did not work.
Mitch Hedberg has been described as a shy person who battled with stage fright. It often appeared as if he might be high on stage, and he often joked about his drug use. In May 2003, Hedberg was arrested for felony possession of heroin. Over the next week, Mitch Hedberg was scheduled to appear in Baltimore, Atlanta, and Virginia Beach. His death was reportedly caused by heart failure. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.